today. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're...
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Punishments over the January 6th insurrection. Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers, gets sentenced today for seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors want 25 years. And already sentenced, Richard Barnett, the guy who propped his feet on then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk, he got 54 months behind bars. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis officially running for president, making his announcement with a glitchy chat on Twitter.
After about 25 minutes of technical difficulties, Ron DeSantis finally appeared with Elon Musk on Twitter Spaces, the audio-only discussion forum. He made the announcement, although it wasn't much of a discussion. It sounded a little bit more like a stump speech, to say the least, not a smooth start to a presidential campaign.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. Today marks 3 years to the day that George Floyd was killed with a police officer's knee on his neck in Minneapolis. This is ABC News. A 15-year-old now charged with criminal homicide after a deadly shooting on the front steps of a school in Pittsburgh. A 15-year-old schoolmate was killed. A gunshot detection system registered 11 shots fired. The school is a full-time special education center for grades 3 through 12. New warnings after a series of bee attacks in recent weeks. ABC's Andrea Fujii.
At least 1,000 on me and at least 2,000 or 3,000 flying around the area.
While out for some exercise, John Fisher and his dog were swarmed by hundreds of bees outside Phoenix earlier this week. Surveillance video shows him trying to fight the bees off, and when emergency crews arrived, even they got attacked before spraying him down.
They were all over my arms, all over my face, all over my back.
Fisher was stung 250 times. His dog, Pippin, 50.
Experts say if you are swarmed, the best advice, cover your face and ears, run, and try to find shelter. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Civic Media, I'm Jane Nantner. Here's what you need to know. Two Republican lawmakers from Green Bay want the next state budget to include $2 million to help pay for the cost of the Packers hosting the NFL draft in 2025. Representative David Steffen and Senator Robert Cowell say the event comes with a total price tag of $7.5 million. Packers estimate nearly 250,000 people will attend the draft in Green Bay, generating $94 million across the state and $20 million locally. Locally. 3 days after a massive fire broke out at Oak Creek Wood Products in the town of Polk, the fire is still smoldering. A statement from the company out on Wednesday said the fire started in a large mulch pile, spread to stacks of wood pallets and then to two buildings. Over 45 departments responded to help fight the fire when it broke out Sunday evening. The cause isn't yet known. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kids zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used, 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bandana, check. Boots, check. Gloves, check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You know, everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand that.
At 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, for Mark, who asked me why am I just always beating up on Republicans? If they stopped doing dumb things, then I wouldn't be beating up on them. Here's another one of the dumb things. Republican bill requiring, and this is in today's The Guardian, requiring display of Ten Commandments in all schools in Texas. So, Calvin, let me see, you know, when you were in school, were there Ten Commandments in all the classrooms?
No.
So what the hell do they want them in there for now?
I don't know, Earl. I really struggle with this one.
I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. Lawmakers who are so moronic, who shouldn't even be lawmakers, if they can't come up with ideas and things that make sense. How does it make sense that you should have the Ten Commandments in every classroom? The people who are requiring that, they weren't in their classrooms when they were young, when they were children. So why would we do that now? What is the purpose of that? What is the point of that? Some guy or a young lady thinks, well, so how do you come up with that? Let's see. All the different things you can come up with to make things different or better in this country for the American people. And the best you can come up with is, hey, Joe, I think it'll be a good idea. Well, what do you mean, Al? Hey, Joe, I was thinking last night, you know, a couple bourbons on ice on the rocks, that maybe it'd be a good idea if we put the Ten Commandments in every classroom in the country. So when they came up with that idea, and they said that to somebody, some of the colleagues should have said, man, are you crazy? What purpose does that serve? All that does is divide people more, Calvin. for people who aren't Christian, who make up a large swath of this government, of this country, by doing that, you're going to create a firestorm that doesn't have to be. I mean, why? These are the kinds of things I'm talking about. You can't find anything else to come up with as a lawmaker. You ought to be run out of wherever it is you were. And where is this at? I'm sorry. This is in Texas. They lead the nation in moronic ideas.
Well, don't cheat Florida out of that.
You just took the words out. Followed closely behind by Florida and Wisconsin with these moronic ideas. And as it turns out, again, Mark from Milwaukee earlier, it's not just the Republicans. Well, these crazy ideas are just the Republicans. I'm sorry. Hey, good morning, Karina. How you doing, my friend? It's good to hear from you as always.
Good morning, Earl. Well, you see, they canceled the abortion law, so they need more kids to work, right?
Yes.
And they're changing a law for 14 years old, so there is a basis in the future for all these kids to work and serve their behinds, so they can run the businesses and make money.
I'm glad you used behinds. Labor. Hey, I'm glad
and
you
on
used...
On top of everything, let's make those children stupid and dumb, not give them health care and daycare, and we're just going to put 10 amendments. Even though the church is separated from the state, we're going to smack that. Look, the schools paid off the taxes. Taxes we pay to the government. We pay to government. This is a people's education. Why are you bringing to public education a Christianity or any other religion? It's wrong and discriminative to other people.
It's because a nation that is not living by its creed, what it claims it is, and each day we're getting farther and farther away from what, you know, the nation claims that it is. And so, you know, this guy, now they didn't pass it, which is a good thing. He would have required for you know, this to be framed in a durable frame and hung in the front of the classrooms. Now, maybe the guy thinks he's a Christian. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. You know, I don't know. But what we do know he is a person who lacks common sense. Because, come on, Karina, how is that sensical? As you stated, in a nation that is supposed to be a choice of whether or not you have a right to believe in whatever religious belief you want to believe in, but not be able to force that on anybody else. That's supposedly what makes this nation different.
Free. That's what makes this nation free.
Yes, supposedly. But the more people come up with ideas like this, Karina, it takes away what the nation professes to be. Would you agree?
Absolutely. It takes away so many freedoms. It takes away for children to be educated properly. Because some kids coming out of the same classes with everything on the wall and they can't read. Can you please teach our kids how to read?
You
and
know,
then we'll talk about the amendment.
You know, Karina, you especially coming, being an immigrant and coming to this country, I think immigrants have a better outlook on what really happens in our nation, because those of us who were born inside the borders, you know, we really kind of lack depth perception of what really is going on in this country and what it really stands for. People who've come from other countries see it through a different prism. And those of us who've been here all of our lives and born in this country take certain things for granted. And it's because we've had the luxury of being here all of our lives. And so I think that's become harmful and hurtful now, because people are willing to say all manner of crazy things. In God we trust, you know, used to be, and I guess still is, on the coins and on the money. But that's more than just talk, right? I mean, you can just say, I trust God. I trust in God. But if your actions don't show that, then what are we talking about?
The way you do it is different. The way you trust in God is different. And that's why it's not specific God in there. It's a God. You can be pagan as far as I'm concerned. You still believe in God.
Well, yes. And the fact that whoever and whatever your God is, that's your right. But you in this country, but you don't have a right to force your God on anybody else. That's the bottom line. And when somebody wants to put the Ten Commandments in all classrooms where children are developing who they are, and working towards becoming adults in the society, then they shouldn't be have to deal with certain things. It's a different story, Corinna, if you're in a parochial school, if you and your family have chosen to go to a parochial school or any other religious school, that's different. But in public schools, the answer is absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. And I don't see how it is improving the education.
Well, let me put it this way. Based on the way people are acting in the society, we really need to educate people on what God is. Well, whoever you call him, by whatever name or whatever your belief is, you know, we need to get people, whatever book you look at and study out of, people need to spend a little more time practicing instead of reading it.
Family, that's why we have parents who are trying to pass their religious belief, cultural attributes, and everything what this family is about on their children. This is why we have a Sunday school, we have a parochial school. You can pick and choose. You don't have to change a nation.
Hey, Corinna, thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
As long as you don't try to hold me back. Can you understand? Yeah. Now look at here. If I played my guitar for just a few bars, can you understand that?
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine outside this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 63. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 39. Sunny skies tomorrow, high of 72. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid 70s to the upper 70s. Once again, highs reach 63 this afternoon. Lows level off around 39 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Texas 844-967-2789, Texas at that same number. Listen, I'm trying to understand Republicans. I really am. I honestly am trying to understand Republicans because I remember a different Republican. That, you know, when you've been around long enough, you remember Republicans that were not like these people we're talking about now. This is a new kind of Republican. And so I would venture to say that the Republicans of past, you know, 30 years ago, reasonable. But these Republicans of today, let's do this. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken, because I got something else. You know, we're not going to ease up. I got stories about Republicans this morning, man. Go ahead.
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
Good morning. All right.
Getting back to the minor serving alcohol, it was proposed, and it's never going to go through in Wisconsin. To inform you, the governor of Michigan, Gretchen, she signed a bill last year that allowed minors to work in liquor stores. That's your Democratic Party right there. Minors can work in liquor stores and serve liquor in liquor stores.
So, well, you look that up for me, Calvin, because I don't believe that, number one. And so, you know, as Tom from L.A. keeps saying, he's right about demanding sources for you guys who spit these things out. But the fact of the matter is it's Republicans who came up with this idea, who keep coming up with these backwards ideas. And so what is the purpose, man? You know, why would Republicans who claim they want budget cuts and they want less spending, why would Republicans be opposed to having the IRS collect the money from people who owe the government? Why would they be opposed to that, man? Republicans.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, why did the Democrats allow minors to work in liquor stores in Michigan?
Well, you know, that's what you say. Calvin, did you?
Yeah, I found it. So this was passed last year. It's minors age 16 and older in Michigan are now allowed to work at a business that sells alcohol and can handle alcohol that is sold there. It was signed by the Democratic governor, but it was a bill written and passed by the Michigan-controlled Republican legislature. So, yes, she signed it, but it's not like it was a Democratic legislature that came up with it.
But she signed it.
Oh, okay. Sure. Listen, we're talking about...
You're worried about minors serving alcohol, the party that wants to allow drug use.
Hey, Ken. Ken, we're talking about 14-year-olds working in bars. You don't see the difference to 9 o'clock at night. You don't see the difference?
Earl, it's not, read it right. It's serving food. They can't serve alcohol at the bar.
Did I say they were selling alcohol? I said to work in the bars. So don't tell me to read it right. Clean your ears out, and then you'll hear me right.
Because you're spewing a bunch of BS. It's not what it says.
What are you talking about, man?
They can serve alcohol in the restaurant part of the bar, where minors can go and eat in the bar on the restaurant part of the side.
Hey, listen.
That's what
our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Do any of you out here think it's a good idea for 14-year-old kids to work in bars? Whether they're selling, no, and I didn't say one thing about alcohol. Do you think that's a good idea? Because clearly Ken thinks it's a good idea. Hey, Lynn, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts?
I'm doing well, thank you. Well, I shop at the local grocery stores, Pick and Save, Metro Mart, Piggly Wiggly, and I believe all of them have liquor bottles in there. And there are young people checking people out, and when they have somebody coming up with
an adult comes to verify the driver's license and the age of that person. So the child itself does not deal with the liquor. That's a big difference in a grocery store that sells sealed liquor than having kids work in bars where people have been drinking. You don't see the difference in that, ma'am?
I even think that Walgreens sells bottles.
Ma'am, you don't see the difference in a kid working in a bar where people are drinking, whether or not they are allowed to sell the drinks or not. They're in a bar where people are drinking. Walgreens, nobody's drinking in Walgreens. Nobody's drinking in Pick and Save. There's a major difference in the two, ma'am.
Exactly my point.
I don't see your point.
My point is that
it's okay for 14-year-old kids to work in bars. That's what you're saying. Okay, hang on, ma'am, hang on a second. We got to go to a break. Please hang on. I'll give you a chance to explain it. Be right back.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Punishments over the January 6th insurrection. Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers, gets sentenced today for seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors want 25 years. And already sentenced, Richard Barnett, the guy who propped his feet on then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk, he got 54 months behind bars. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis officially running for president, making his announcement with a glitchy chat on Twitter.
After about 25 minutes of technical difficulties, Ron DeSantis finally appeared with Elon Musk on Twitter Spaces, the audio-only discussion forum. He made the announcement, although it wasn't much of a discussion. It sounded a little bit more like a stump speech, to say the least, not a smooth start to a presidential campaign.
ABC's
now,
Jonathan
wait until you
Carl.
Pull up to the stop and
today
go light. But when you do, go ahead and
the
save the Civic
George
Media
Ford
Station to
killed.
One of your presets. The Christcast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also
this
on the Civic
ABC
Media
News.
App.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's not a crime in Wisconsin for school employees or volunteers to sexually harass students. A bipartisan bill in the state legislature would close that loophole. The bill's author is Representative Todd Onstad of Kenosha.
It's time Wisconsin establishes strong legal protections against sexual misconduct in Wisconsin schools for all students. If there ever was a bipartisan issue, this is it.
The bill also revokes offenders' teaching licenses for life and expands protections to kids in private schools which aren't subject to some federal laws. A committee of the Wisconsin Senate meets today to consider new rules for professional licenses. Workers are complaining about long waits to get or renew their licenses from the Department of Safety and Professional Services. In sports, the Brewers host San Francisco tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole. Over on
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance.
Do that. Learn how at belonging.
Thank you.
at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I was asking a question about whether or not you think it makes sense for young people who work in bars. And I didn't say anything about serving alcohol, but having, young people, 14 years old, that's never been done unless it's a family member, never been allowed in this country because those who came before us knew that was a bad model. And why it's people are pushing it today is beyond my imagination. Lynn, thank you very much for waiting. You say what?
Well, I think you misconstrued my comments. I was bringing up businesses that do have bottles of alcohol and probably employ maybe 16-year-olds. I'm not sure.
Yes.
But let me give you – no, and I'm totally against children working in bars.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I did miss – I apologize. Apologize.
Yes. But so I was supporting Governor Whitman's stance. But last night I ate at a restaurant, but they have a bar there. They were playing Bing Big things outside. But and my group did order drinks. And when they were served by a different server.
Right.
Who was probably 21, where the 18-year-olds could not carry our alcohol to our table.
No.
So
I do understand that is the process. But what I'm saying is, because they're talking 14, and I'm not saying 14-year-olds are directly handling liquor, but we do know people can have too much to drink. They don't know when to say no. And can become very belligerent, and dangerous situations can, have, and will occur in bars. And that's why 14-year-olds should not be allowed there.
I agree. I totally agree.
Hey, Lynn, thank you very much for listening. And I apologize for reading you wrong. I'm glad you hung on and I'll take the lashes, okay?
Well, love you, Earl.
Well, love you too. Thank you.
Hope to run into you at the ballpark.
You will. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Hey, Eric, what's going on, man? Your thoughts?
Hello, Earl. I'm pretty confident that law that passed, because I thought that immediately when that caller said last year. I was like, until November, the Republicans controlled the legislature still in Michigan. And I guarantee that Governor Whitmer or the Democrats had something. It was attached to another bill, and there was something that they wanted to pass, because obviously that's not something that she would, I'm sure, sit with well, whatever. But the case to me about it is, and I worked at 14 as a dishwasher in a restaurant kind of thing and never encountered the bar much.
Right.
But this is all about their attempt to really, I mean, I've been to enough restaurants and stores and everything around lately where a lot of these low-wage jobs are not being filled nowadays.
That's it.
They're looking for cheap labor.
That's it.
It's all about cheap labor. They know the 22-year-old, 24-year-olds, whatever, are out making $15-$20 somewhere else. They're not coming back for $4 to $6 an hour in tips anymore. And so they need to find cheap labor for the summer especially. That's what they're really looking for, is that summer labor. And so they know, they know exactly the kids they're going to get, poor kids, and they know it's going to be cheap labor. So that's their idea. And again, this goes back to, it's all a trickle down from the fact that they have been halting or doing everything they can to halt immigration and any kind of labor that isn't white American children. They want to stop. That's the only labor they want to promote these days.
Eric, man, you hit, the nail on the head. The answer to this is, immigration and allowing those people who want to work, to do those jobs. That's the way it's been. And now all of a sudden people don't want that anymore. And because people have made the decisions in this country that they don't want that coming or that happening anymore, they'd much rather send our children and put them in those positions to do that kind of work. Because they know they're not going to get adults to do it, not for $8 an hour, $9 an hour, which is what they might be paying in some of these bars. You know, the poor kids, that's what they're probably getting, right? If they're lucky, $8, $9 an hour. But the other part of it is they added the caveat, Eric, that they could work to 9 p.m. You know, what kind of moronic person would say that a 14-year-old should be able to work on a school night to 9 p.m.?
Sure. Someone whose kid doesn't have to do it.
How's yeah, that? that's it, man. You know.
Yeah, and I've got one other thing, Earl.
Go ahead.
Earlier you were talking about the Ten Commandments bill.
Right.
And that didn't pass and all that sort of stuff. But to me, if you think about this wider, to me this reminds me of the ex-Confederate states putting up statues honoring the Southern heroes 50 years after the Civil War. It's an intimidation tactic. That's all it is. They're seeing Christianity slip away from them, and they're seeing these other religions gain prominence and followers and things like that. And just like 50 years after the Civil War, white Southerners or Southern powers saw black folks, you know, being self-determining and decided we need to instill some terror in these people. It's the same idea. It's Christo-fascist terrorism this time.
You know, Eric, there clearly is more than a modicum of truth with what you say. This country is less and less Christian, and so it is frightening to people who are Christian. Some that religion, which is still the predominant religion in this country, less and less people who identify as Christian. And so maybe there's that fear as well that Christianity is not as strong as it once was. Hey, Eric, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it, man, always. David from Mequon. What's going on, David? How you doing, man?
Hey, Earl. I'm hanging in there. Really quickly, so I'm going to backdate myself quite a bit here. So in the early 80s, I worked at Cudahy News and Hobby at 13 on Packard Avenue. And at 14, I worked at Kohl's Food Store, which at that time was owned by A&P, not actual the Kohl family. And I'm just letting you know, so when I was 14 and I was in school, I was not, you know, obviously every single day, but, you know, part-time, I was scheduled to work till 10 p.m. During the weekdays. I do like 2 days a week. So after school, take care of whatever, and I would have to go there from like 6 to 10. And then that would be that. But what my bigger point was, I actually, now I wasn't serving any alcohol, but I was assisting the liquor manager in the department to, you know, with getting the bottles, you know.
Hey, David, you're not saying, are you saying, because at 14 years old, I worked in a pharmacy, I worked in a drugstore. So are you saying, and are you saying then that you think it's that you support the idea that 14-year-olds, and I want to be clear on this because this is what they were asking, that 14-year-olds could work in a bar and not serve alcohol. But my issue, David, is the people who are drinking and the inherent danger of having them around the children. You support that?
Well, what I support is this. I support, with parents' permission, that if a child, a 14-year-old, wants to just be a server, not serving actual behind the bar, you got to have a.
I didn't say that, Dave.
A license for that.
I was clear.
But if the parents are signing off on it and saying, hey, listen, my kid would get the foot in the door, so to speak, and they have an opportunity to work at,
David,
a family restaurant where it's...
I didn't say family restaurant, man. I clearly stated you're changing the dynamics of the conversation, Dave. I clearly stated that not a family restaurant, but some child is working in somebody else's bar that's not related to the family, and they're 14 years old. You don't see any problem with them working there?
I do not.
Okay.
As long as they got the parents' permission, I do not.
Listen, even if it's so, David, do you know that it's always been a law against it? You know that, right?
Yes.
So if people had laws against that before, and we especially in the state of Wisconsin, you know, unfortunately one of the drunkest states in the country, there was a reason that the people before us had those laws in place, man.
Listen, we're changing laws with drugs. I mean, we're legalizing drugs all over the United States at a local level, and go to Oregon and Washington. You know, laws change. You know, it's not like it's static.
Hey, Dave.
And I get that people are saying, well, we need low wage jobs. But the kids get an opportunity to actually get in a work environment, whether it's a bar or a restaurant, whatever. And like I said,
I'll just tell you straight up. I wouldn't have wanted any of my sons to work around any bar or any place that they're selling alcohol when my sons were 14 years old. The answer would be absolutely not. Because it's not a great environment for them to be in. It's just not, man. And anybody who thinks that's a good environment for children to be in, man, I think you got to really take a long, hard look at what you are expecting of your child. You know, as a parent, yes, any parent who says, yes, I think it's okay for my son or daughter at 14 years old to work in that environment, I got to shake my head at that parent. Got to go to a break, Dave. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine outside this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 63. Easterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour.
Clear skies, tonight lows around 39. Sunny skies, tomorrow high of 72. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Once again, highs reach 63 this afternoon, lows level off around 39 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I can't stop bobbing my head up and down. let's go to the phone lines and Chuck from Delafield. Hey, good morning, Chuck. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl. I'm in total agreement with you in regard to allowing. I would never have allowed my daughter, my son, to work in a place where they're serving liquor at age 14.
It makes no sense.
It's zero sense. But from a Republican Party sense, it makes a lot of sense because they're doing this all across the United States.
Right.
Where they have Republican majorities.
Yes.
Take Missouri for an example. Down in Missouri, it is now legal for your child to work at 14 wherever without a work permit and without the parents' permission.
Yes.
Is that what we want?
Go ahead, Chuck. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to add, it's really important to note that violations of child labor laws are up 300% in 6 years. From 2015 to 2021, up 300%. And that includes Wisconsin in the meatpacking plant.
Yes, the slaughterhouses, let's call them what they are, you know, slaughterhouses. Children are working in slaughterhouses in America in 2023. Come on, man.
And getting injured.
Yes.
Severely. And what they're doing is taking advantage of undocumented people and their children. And they're desperate for jobs. So what do? They allow their children to work. And this is working overnight.
So you are absolutely.
The overnight shift.
So anybody who thinks that what Chuck is saying is untrue, look it up. He's 100% correct in what it is he's saying. And Chuck, what bothers me the most about it is, as the American people, we should rise up against this. So to sacrifice our children or any children is pretty prehistoric, right? I mean, that's kind of knuckle dragging stuff. And to do this to children. And especially because you wouldn't want it done to yours. And I bet you every one of those legislators across this nation who are saying yes to these bills would not have their children do it.
No, but it's fine for the migrant children.
Yes. And so,
because exploiting labor is as American as apple pie. That's been the history.
Chuck, hang on a second. Hey, CJ, you're up. You say what?
Well, the last caller said something that's really important. Without the parents' permission, so that's where I have a problem. It's okay for the – and Republicans believe in legal, Earl, immigration, not what's happening now under your party's watch. So the mere fact that, yes, we need workers, but I worked in a bar restaurant when I was 14, bus tables. I worked.
Hey, CJ, you told me you have four daughters. Really? You told me you have four daughters. Are you honestly telling me that you would have allowed your four daughters at the age of 14 to work in bars, man? I'm trying to be straight up, man.
It depends on where and who's supervising, who owns the bar, what type of establishment it is.
Okay.
And, you know, work ethic is a problem today. We can't find kids that want to work.
Hey, well, that's untrue. Scary. That's untrue, CJ. And thank you very much for the call. So Chuck, you heard CJ, and he's not being truthful. Because no person in their right mind, no father in their right mind would put their underage daughters in an environment like that. Is it safe to say that, Chuck?
It's very safe to say that. It's so hypocritical. He would never have allowed his daughters to work into serving liquor, bringing beer to a table. Bringing a scotch whiskey to the table. Open.
Well, so
that's,
I don't.
That's. How do you even think that's correct?
So, Chuck, my thing is, I don't even think you and I and CJ, we've been around long enough to know a lot of strange things can happen where they're serving liquor, right?
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
So you don't know who's there. You don't know what their tolerance is. You don't know how much they've had to drink. And it's a bad environment for children. Why are we now making that a decent environment for children, Chuck?
Only because we have record low unemployment and there aren't enough bodies to meet demand.
Hey, Chuck,
and
man.
And because we have such a broken immigration system that the Republicans will not address. There was a plan back in 2014 that had a chance. Who aced it into the ground? Republicans.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm